This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Going Global, where we speak to businesses and entrepreneurs from around the world. Kids have the craziest imagination, but rarely do we harness this natural-born creativity. And especially when iPads and smart devices are the play toy of choice, there's rarely a chance for children to indulge in a little make-believe. Neve Sherwin-Berry was looking to reinstill that much-needed sense of wonder to a child's playtime. So she created doors to a whole other world via the Irish Fairy Door Company. Neve tells us more about these magical doors.
Well, we are the Irish Fairy Door Company. So how it all works is, first and foremost, you need to choose the door that you want. So we've got 5 different colours. So you need to choose your favourite one. Then you need to decide where you're going to put it. Now, you can put it inside on a mantle or on a baseboard or outside on a tree or on a fence. You then need to decide whether you'd like a boy fairy or a girl fairy to come and live with you. So, and obviously the next step is naming your fairy. So the more creative, the better. We always say that all the children need to pick up, they need to choose their own name. They should never, mum and dad should never choose their name. Children should always name their own fairy. So when they have chosen their name, they register it, get mum and dad to help them to register their fairy's name and the fairy workplace log, which is on our website. So the Irish Fairy Door Company.com. When you do that, then we basically send you back an email on how to get the magic all happening. Send a little email for mum and dad to tell them more about the concept and more about what is involved. But then basically this is the next bit is the most important bit. There's a little bottle with a key inside. Now it's tiny. The key is tiny and it's small enough to fit into your fairy's hand. So when your fairy arrives from Fairy Valley, they will come straight to their door and they will look on the little bottle to see if the key is there, and they'll take it and they'll put it in their pocket and they'll move in forever and ever and ever. Now, how you know and how all the children know in the house whether or not their fairy has arrived or not is they'll look in the bottle, and if the key is gone, then they know that the fairy has picked it up, moved in, and is going to stay there forever.
You know, I'm smiling just listening to this. And one of my questions is going to be, why do you think kids have taken so well to these doors? But I think you've answered it just in your description alone. It sounds so whimsical and fantastic.
It is. You know, it's very, very simple. And I think that's probably the key. It's a simple concept. It's back to grassroots imagination. So it's the way that we used to play as children. Now the biggest challenge we have as parents is to try and encourage our children to play with something else other than having a toy that involves a screen. And it's right from when they're very, very little. Screens are a huge part of our children's lives. And I think the reason why this is so popular and we're very, very lucky to be in the position we're in is because we've brought it right back to basics. So it's play. It's play in the most imaginative way that you can think possible. And children engage with it immediately. We knew that children would engage with it immediately, but we didn't possibly know was, and what we didn't anticipate was that how much the adults engaged too. Like, everybody has an imagination. Whether you're 1 or 101, everybody has an imagination. And as we grow older, as adults, and obviously life takes over, we don't use our imagination at all. So when this little door, this little piece of wood comes into your life and this little magical friend, the imagination you see straight away in your child, and something just clicks. It's a family experience. It's something that everybody can get so much out of. And I think that's probably the most positive we get so much, and we get an awful lot of really, really good positive feedback. But I think that's the bit that we enjoy the most hearing, in that it's a family experience. It's something that everybody enjoys, and it's right back to the beginning.
How did you come up with this idea? I know that there are other fairy doors available in the market, but what made you decide to do this?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. There are many people making fairy doors. I mean, fairies have been around, like the whole mythology behind fairies have been around an awful lot longer than us. But I suppose what we have done and how it all started for us is that myself, the business is basically run by myself and my husband, and then my best friend and her husband. And myself and my friend were very imaginative. And what we actually did ourselves was we had heard about a fairy door and we made our own. And we actually, we had seen them in a few shops, but we had heard, in America actually. But we decided we were going to make our own. So it was a little tiny, now it was very different to what our doors look like now. It was a tiny little 2 or 3 inch little brown door. And we put it up at home. And It was instant. The connection with our children was absolutely instant. There was no misunderstanding of what it was all about. The children took to it immediately, and our fairies have been living with us now for over 4 years. So, and they're as much a part of the family as they were back then. So, you know, when my children draw pictures, they draw us. They draw mum, dad, brother, sister, dog, and fairy. You know, our fairies are now fundamentally part of our family and fundamentally part of their memories, you know, which is really, really nice.
As you said before, the beauty of the entire concept of the idea of the Irish Fairy Door Company is in its simplicity. What was the thought process like when you were starting the business with one product, just one product in mind? Were there any doubts? What was that journey like for you?
It's not been easy, I'll be honest with you. I mean, starting your own business is very daunting. You know, I think it's you know, when it comes to the partnership that we have, we've got two girls and two guys. And the two guys are luckily entrepreneurs, and they have been since they were very, very young. I mean, since their working life began, they decided that they always wanted to run their own business. But with myself and Aoife, we were completely different. And I think, you know, the challenges that we have faced as two couples have been much easier to overcome because we have different skill sets within a group of four. And we have an awful lot more people working for us now. But fundamentally, it's you know, it's us that run it. I mean, my job is to, you know, create the brand and protect the brand and to speak about the brand like I'm doing today with you. And Aoife's job is to write the magic, to have the content just absolutely top notch, which it is. Gavin is the head of sales, and so he takes over all of the sales, and obviously we've had an awful lot to date, and he just knows who to deal with and who not to deal with. And then we've got Ushin, who is our finance guy, so he will basically just run the financial side of the business. Challenge-wise, I could never have done it on my own. There's absolutely no way. Myself and Aoife didn't have all of the skill set that we needed to run this business on our own, but equally the boys didn't either. They can run a business, no problem, but they didn't have the idea and the innate imagination that myself and Aoife have. So I suppose from an outsider looking in, we were very, very lucky because we had four people with four different skill sets ready to actually give to the business. And then obviously, you know, we've employed a lot of people since that are helping in other areas as well. But it's been very challenging. The whole journey has been very challenging, but we're very lucky. You know, we have a unique product and we have a market, obviously, in Ireland and the UK and then moving into the US that are very, very susceptible to it, you know.
This was your first business venture with your friends. Was there any trepidation about going into business with people that you knew so well?
Yeah, I think that's always a worry. I mean, obviously it's a comfort in one way because you know them so well. I mean, I suppose I'm very lucky because I know Gavin and Aoife. Like, I'm married to Ushin, and then Gavin and Aoife are also married. I know Aoife and Gavin since I was very, very small, like since I was 3 or 4 years old. So our friendship is deep, you know, and we know each other incredibly well. And when we first thought about it, when this was all thought up of, you know, within the first few weeks, we were like, okay, you know, we need to set some rules and we need to make sure that, you know, we always remember that our friendship is so important and that we always have to mind it, you know, and take care of it and don't take it for granted. And don't get me wrong, in the last 2 years, they've been ups and downs, but that foundation, the foundation of our friendship has stood strong and has never been shaken. And I think that, you know, that's consciously an effort that we have to make all the time. Absolutely all the time. But, you know, I suppose the upside of that is that we trust each other completely, absolutely completely. And you don't get that with an awful lot of business partnerships, you know, that you don't, maybe you don't know the person as well. It's just based on absolute trust, which I think has really helped us.
Niamh Sherwin-Berry speaking to us about her business, the Irish Fairy Door Company. Most parents have given these fairy doors glowing reviews, but there are a few who say that this much make-believe and pretend play is bad. Neve gives us her response when we return. This is Going Global on BFM 89.9. Good morning, this is Going Global. I'm Tasha Fusil. Neve Sherwin-Berry is with us this morning to tell us more about a company she founded along with her husband and her childhood friends. It's the Irish Fairy Door Company, a business that's making tiny doors for children and their parents to set up home for tiny fairies. The doors are a hit, harnessing the creativity and stretching the imagination of kids and parents alike. Neve has successfully helped to house over 150,000 fairies in just 2 years. Now, Neve, to get the name of the Irish Fairy Door Company noticed in a market as competitive as the toy industry, what did you do differently?
Social media is really the key and has been for us. I mean, we started the business 2 years ago, and I would be lying if I didn't say that Facebook had a massive, massive impact on getting the word out there. As you said, I mean, it's a very competitive market. But getting the word out there as to what we are doing and what our product is, Facebook was fundamental to that, absolutely fundamental. Now, unfortunately, Facebook are not the same as they were 2 years ago.
Right.
Like 2 years ago, you could promote your business quite effectively without spending, well, I mean, not that we didn't spend any money at the beginning, but spending very little. You know, it was a huge amount of word of mouth. Obviously, if one person got a door, their friend or their child friend would be getting one as well. But I mean, I think it was a combination of Facebook and word of mouth. So what we call, like, you know, mums at the school gate. So mums that are dropping off their children to school, their children are obviously speaking about having their own fairy, and then that conversation then continues between the mums. That obviously was a huge part to play. But fundamentally, it was social media. It is very different now. Facebook's business model is very, very different to what it was, and that's a challenge. We're still mastering that and trying to get past the algorithm that they've created in the most cost-effective way.
Right. This is a product that, of course, you've got to win over the hearts of the parents before even the children. And I read somewhere that some parents had criticized this idea, saying that the concept of make-believe and telling stories about fairies was somewhat akin to lying, which...
yeah. I've heard that maybe once or twice when I've been doing interviews. I've been asked this, and you know, this is a very clear answer to me. Childhood is precious. Every single moment of it, every single moment of it, and make believe and pretend play is a fundamental part of being a child. Imagination is so beneficial. Not only is it enjoyable for the child and for the parents to see their child happy and enjoying something. You know, it's well known that using the imagination and promoting the power of make-believe, it helps with memory, it helps with language, it helps with just the basic neurons in your child's brain to connect quicker. It's scientifically proven that imagination is so beneficial to your child. There is absolutely no parent in the world that's ever going to convince me otherwise. And you know what? I have to admit that there are parents, you know, as far as we're concerned, there are three groups of parents. The first group are innately imaginative, just like myself and Aoife. They don't need very much help. They see this, they want it, and they run with it.
Right.
It is easy to them, and their family enjoy all of the benefits of that. The middle group parents, they're not as imaginative. They can see the benefits of this for their child, and they want it for their child, but they need our help. You know, so every week we send, when you register with us on our website, and for that group of parents, which is fundamentally most of the parents that buy the door, that we help them every Friday. So every Friday we will send them an activity, or we'd send them a story, or we'll send them a news alert from Fairy Valley. So just to help them along with the magic. So they want it, they see the benefits of it, and we help them. They actually obviously get an awful lot of information from us, and it helps them along to make the journey go forward. And I mean, we've heard in many occasions that's enough. You know, they can do it when they have our help. The third group of parents are the parents that you just probably referenced, the parents that don't believe the magic and the power of the imagination. And to be honest with you, we don't want to sell our doors to them.
Right. All right. Fair enough. Since starting this business, has it sparked new ideas for you to think of different ways that you can reignite imagination and spur some more creativity within children?
Yes, it really has. I mean, you know, we're learning all the time. We're certainly not finished with Fairy Doors or with other ideas. We've got loads of different ideas. I think, I suppose, when you're in this space, and we're very much embedded in this space now, we know that, you know, not that we really had any doubt, but we now appreciate the power of what we've created. There are many other ideas that we have. We've got so many, it's ridiculous, particularly the two boys. I mean, the two boys are all about the bottom line, you know, and they can see a future in all these different routes. And, you know, we as the kind of brand guardians have to go, hold on a minute, that might work, that might not. You know, we have loads and loads of ideas, and it's very exciting. It's a very exciting time for us.
What are some things that you're looking to do and things that you're looking to avoid in scaling the business? Because as you said, you know, you're guarding the brand and you need to tread carefully.
Because it's, I suppose, it's such a unique idea that it's very, very tempting. And I mean, as I said, the boys are they're not one bit imaginative. They can run a business all day long. But when it comes to the actual concept and what we created, they wouldn't have the same passion as myself and Eva would have. And I suppose that's the beauty of the relationship. Mm-hmm. But there's been an awful lot of times now that, you know, people have come to us and say, oh, you know, we can help you do this. And what about a plush doll? And what about, being able to meet your fairy? And because the whole idea is that you can't see your fairy, because your fairy, if you see your fairy, if a human sees a fairy, they lose a teeny tiny bit of their magic every time. Mm. So the idea is that your fairy comes out at night and they blow away bad dreams and they collect your teeth and they take your worries away. They do lots of different jobs, but you can't see them, because if you do, they lose their magic. And sometimes, you know, there's been lots of companies, they've obviously seen our success and would like to partner with us. And, you know, they said, oh, we can do this. We can, you know, as I said, we can create a doll, or we can create an app, or whatever the case may be. Like, the fundamentals of our concept are set in stone. And that's why it is as successful as it is. So that's a big challenge. It's a big, big challenge even among ourselves, to actually say, no, that's not right for us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not right for us. How about this? Or we could do this, but we're not going to do this. And, you know, even between the four of us, we all have different opinions. Well, the girls have a different opinion to the boys generally. And we have to, you know, as I said, as guardians of the brand and what we've created, we have to be very, very, very careful that we stay true to the original concept, because there's so many things coming at us the whole time. And I suppose probably that would be one of the biggest challenges, is making the right decision at the right time and making sure that we protect what we've created.
Thank you so much, Neve, and I wish you all the best. And kids in Malaysia, if you're listening to, well, parents of kids in Malaysia, if you're listening to look up the Irish Fairy Door Company and get yourselves some fairies.
By all means. We'd love to send some doors over to Malaysia. We'd love to.
Neve Sherwin-Berry, the founder of the Irish Fairy Door Company. Thanks for listening. This has been Going Global on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.